This is the Student Leadership News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Student Leadership News Podcast. This is episode 126 and it is part 3 of our series about communicating with your school. And I'm here with Levi
and
Kira.
We're back.
It's been a good series so far.
For the third and final.
Are gonna kick it off with a finale.
Yeah.
And we're talking about communicating to the student body. We have talked about in the last one, Levi, you had a little analogy.
Yeah, I did.
You mentioned it. It's been coming through the whole series.
It has, it has.
And there's three directions.
We were talking up. Talking up to our teachers, authorities.
Yes.
People who are in charge. Okay.
Yep.
We're talking up. Then we're talking across.
Yes. Leadership
to
team.
To our leadership team. People in our team members. Now we're talking out to our student body.
That's really good. Yep. That's really good.
Yep.
And so we're going to get it started off with another icebreaker, getting to know us a bit better.
Oh, here we go.
And it is, what has been, just one, the highlight of your summer? So it is...
One highlight.
It is January for us recording this podcast. So we've just had the summer. We've had Christmas. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what's your highlight?
Technically, February is also summer.
That's true.
It's true. Yeah, it is.
Highlight of the summer so far.
Yep.
So right.
So far.
There you go.
All right, Kira, kick us off.
Well, I honestly had such a good summer. Like, probably one of the best summers I've had since, honestly, since high school, I reckon.
Wow.
And I've been out of high school
That's
for like
a long time
9 years. Yeah.
Wow. Don't need to rub it in, though.
In 9 years, I reckon this is the best summer I've had since high school. So I'm like reflecting. I'm like, okay, what was so good about it? Firstly, I just hung out with my friends so much.
Love it.
Nice.
And it was, I think, usually over the Christmas holidays in the past, I've had jobs where I've had to work a lot over Christmas.
Mm.
And I had time off.
Wow.
Great.
Love
right?
It.
Never been done before. And so I hung out with my friends so much. But I'm trying to like pick one thing that we did that I thought was super fun. And my mind keeps going to, we went on this boat.
Ooh.
And it was so spontaneous. We were like, let's go on this boat. It's like, it's in Noosa.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're living it up in Noosa. And it was like a 3-hour cruise. And we jumped on this boat.
At sunset?
Yeah, sunset.
Oh,
wow.
And
I
we got to dress up really nicely on the boat.
Cute.
Scenes were great. Cute. And it was just a fun time. Like, we were on the dance floor. You know, there was a DJ. It was so good.
Wow.
It was so good. So much fun. A whole 3 hours of being on a boat having fun.
Love it.
It was so fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How about you, Levi?
I am going to say the Brisbane Heat games I went to.
Oh my gosh.
So
I feel
for
like I haven't
doesn't...
heard the end of these.
They are
still
really
hearing
good.
About them.
So good.
For the listeners that don't know who the Heat are.
Yep. The Brisbane Heat.
They are the Big Bash League, which is cricket.
Yep.
And it's held at the Gabba in Brisbane and around Australia. And they're just, there's fireworks at halftime.
It's electric.
It's a great
vibes
time.
Are insane.
Yes.
And I went to 2 games.
Yes.
So close.
Yeah.
Both games. Like, edge of your seat, nail biters.
Wow.
You're like, whoa, what is going to happen
that
here?
That is great.
And packed out stadiums?
Packed out stadiums.
Wow.
The last game, 32,000 people. Which, for the Gabba, pretty much you're at capacity.
Yeah.
That's
you're
massive.
Not going to
awesome.
Get much more than that.
Yep.
And I got on the big screen.
Like, yes.
Yes.
We did
six,
together.
7 times. That. It was great.
The number keeps going up. I say to people, we got on the big screen like 3 times.
We had a whole solo.
We did.
On KO, on 7.
We were on live television.
We were.
Yeah.
That's so fun. I feel like when the stadium's so packed out like that, like the atmosphere is just amazing.
So loud. Yeah. Like the cheering.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. We fully painted our faces teal, which is the color of the Brisbane Heat.
Yep.
So if you're looking for something for your next sports event, school.
Paint your face.
Yeah.
If you can get permission, paint your face.
People love it.
Yeah.
Got to get permission.
Got to get permission.
Listen to the first
podcast. That's good.
That's right. What about you, Joe?
Okay. Highlight of my summer. It's got to be Christmas Day.
Oh.
And honestly, Christmas Day was one of the best Christmases I've had probably in my life. Like, it was...
Wow.
That is a big statement.
Big time statement.
Big statement.
Yeah, big statement. I just had lots of family around. We had, you can imagine, like Christmas lunch. My mom went to town. We got a Christmas ham. put some cranberry sauce on it. Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Roast vegetables.
A good Christmas ham.
Just all that. And then I am such... I love gift giving. If you know me, you know I love gift giving. And so I really loved on Christmas just seeing the joy in people's faces. When I'd buy them, like for my brother,
That's really awesome.
He had this old electric guitar he was never playing anymore. So I serviced it and I restrung it. And I got him a new amp cable.
That's nice.
He's been playing it heaps and he loves it. And the joy in his face. I don't know. For me, that was just a real highlight. So I loved Christmas Day. I loved having all the family around. It was really good.
Did you see the joy on my face when you gave me a gift?
We weren't having Christmas together,
Kira. He didn't get me a gift.
Sorry,
Kira. That's crazy because I actually got one.
Crazy, actually?
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Oh,
really? No, I'm kidding.
No, it's your birthday, Levi.
It was my birthday.
It was your birthday.
I got a birthday gift.
I'm kidding, Jared. It's fine.
Okay, let's get stuck into part three.
Jared's like, move on.
Okay, let's just change the subject.
No, let's get it.
Communicating to the student body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, let's start off, Kira.
Let's get started. So, with the student body, we're communicating out. And you might think this is an easy one, but I think it's not as easy as you think it is.
Okay. I actually would say it's the hardest.
I was going to say maybe the hardest.
I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Hot take.
Hot take of the day.
Hot take of the day.
Everybody pause.
The reason why I think that is because people aren't paying attention. Let's be real. Like,
ooh.
And it's not because they're funny.
What?
It's not because they're like ignoring you or anything like that. It's because you're at school. You're there to get your work done. Maybe you hang out with your friends.
Mm.
Unless something's really in your face, you're not really going to hear about anything. So this can be really difficult at times. So when you're communicating to the student body as a whole, you need to make it really hard to miss and easy to understand to really get the message across.
Wow. I like that. Repeat that for a second.
Yep. Repeat that. That's
okay.
A bar.
All right. Here we go. You need to make it hard to miss and easy to understand.
Yep. Wow. That's the key. Mm-hmm. Everything comes back to
I'm
that.
I'm quoting that. Kira Bannister, 2026.
I love that.
It's very good.
Yeah. Can you write it in your book?
Do I have a book?
No. But can you write one and put it in there?
If I write a book, I'm quoting you, Kira. Make it hard to miss and easy to understand.
Thank you.
Talking about hard to miss, first way we make it hard to miss is repeating yourself more than it feels comfortable.
Yep.
Oh.
Like so many mm-hmm. times. You have to repeat things so many times to get it locked into people's brains, right?
Yep.
Announcements. You want places you're announcing it at, posters, different ways of announcing it. You want people to really know it's happening.
Yeah.
And it's not about being obnoxious or annoying or disrespecting the wishes of your school. Maybe some schools say, hey, can you just put it on the notice board? And it is important to respect that.
Of course.
And getting, like we talked about in part one, permission for lots of the things.
Definitely.
But it's probably likely that you're announcing it less than you could be.
Definitely.
There's always more ways that you can announce it. And so if you're thinking, I need to do it more, then you're more likely to get more reach and people who might not be paying attention are actually going to hear about it.
Because if you think about it, your school body is most of your school.
Yes.
Mm.
If you don't get them on board, you're actually not having a lot of people if it's an event,
so
right?
True. Yeah.
Not a lot of people are going to be there. It's going to be the leadership team and maybe a few teachers. Your student body, that's why I'm saying it. It's the most important part because it's most of the people who are attending.
Yeah. Mm. I think one way to communicate it more is to use so many different ways to communicate. So, for example, you were saying notice board before. That's one way.
Yeah.
But I think also using other different ways to communicate as well. So, for example, if your school has a social media page, I know not all do, but if you do, maybe getting it out on social media.
That's good.
Maybe someone can talk about it at assembly.
Yeah.
And honestly, just like word of mouth. Go around and tell people, have conversations.
Invite students.
Yeah.
Posters.
And then it feels like you're not just repeating yourself in one way. It's like you're repeating yourself, but in all these different ways.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I think is really cool.
And one thing I found really helpful when I was running events is I found posters and notice boards. They brought a few people in.
Mm.
But when you personally invite someone to something, they actually feel like, oh,
just
I'm wanted there.
Yeah.
And the attendance for our events increased massively. When I got my leadership team to designate just one morning tea, or maybe it's just going around in classes and actually personally inviting people, say, hey, I'd love to see you there. The participation's really going to go up. And you might feel like, oh, I'm repeating myself more than I feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I've told a few of the year 8s, I've told some of the year 9s, or primary school, I've told all the year 4s. And you're like, oh, I'm sick of repeating myself. But there's people out there that haven't heard.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's another conversation going to do?
So you have 800 students at your school.
Yeah.
You repeat yourself 300 times. Well, maybe only 500 people heard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So repeating yourself 300 times is a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
That's like way more than you probably even feel realistic.
Yeah.
But then again, you might not even get everyone. Yep.
Yep. And what's the worst can happen? Someone's maybe heard about it before and you say, hey, have you heard about the event? They say, yeah. And you're like, oh, cool. Be great to see you there.
See you there.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
nothing's bad is going to come of that.
Yep. Exactly. And let's be real. It's like if you're to hear about something once, you're like, oh, yeah, whatever. And most likely they might forget about it. Unless they're really drawn to the event or the idea, they're probably going to forget about it.
Yep.
But if they keep hearing about it over and over and there's so much buzz about it, they can't forget it. They can't miss it, right?
Yes.
Yep. It's hard to miss.
Well, I guess the question is now, how do you do that?
That's right.
Mm. Right? Okay, we've talked about we need to tell people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what is the key ways we're going to tell people?
Yeah.
Yep. You need to make the what, when, and where instantly obvious.
That's right.
If it's going to be confusing and they got to find out the information themselves, no chance.
It needs to be
they
easy.
Aren't going
to
be there. Yeah. Right?
And if you're just repeating confusing information, you're not getting anywhere.
You're just getting lost,
this
aren't
isn't
you?
Isn't getting any clearer.
It's going to, if I was listening to it as a student, I'd be like, this is hurting my head. This is too hard. See you later.
Yeah.
And I think like you can literally just start with that. What, when, where.
Yep. Yes.
That's it.
Super simple, concise, the essentials, and people will know it.
Makes it easy, makes it obvious, makes it clear.
Yep. And something that would get me involved in something personally is someone telling me what's in it for me.
Incentive.
I want to know why I'm going. Like, Jared, you're inviting me somewhere. Point. Tell me what's in it for me.
Look, it's funny, but it is a great point.
I will shout you pizza, Kira. You want to come?
That's how most people...
Say less, I'm there.
Yeah. Free food.
Levi loves pizza.
I'm there.
Maybe there's music. Love a bit of music. You know?
A bit of live music.
Maybe there's free food. Love a bit of free food.
Mm.
Maybe there's prizes. I love prizes.
Mm.
Yeah. Or maybe there's like a really nice meaning behind
the
idea. I'm really drawn to the meaning.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's not always something that you buy. I mean, maybe people are really struggling with exams and they want support on it. So if you make an event that actually meets that need, they're actually going to want to come because I'm struggling with exams. I want
it's
support.
It's not necessarily got to be something tangible, something physical that you can win or you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said.
And this even goes for like, I don't know, like clubs, campaigns, anything. Like these tips are not just for events and big events happening.
Yeah.
It's for little things in the school as well.
Doesn't have to be for your whole school.
No.
Yes. And I think what's important is knowing what actually people are incentivized with. Because I've heard so many times, guys, there's pizza there. And they're like, there were like three pizza parties last week. I don't want pizza anymore.
Yeah.
True.
And so something... I tell this story a few times. I've talked about it on this podcast before.
Story time!
Tell us.
And when I was a student leader, I can't remember who came up with the idea, but I think there was someone in our leadership team.
Probably you, right?
No, I don't think it was me. I'm not taking
the credit for this.
I'm
teasing.
I'm pretty sure it was someone that said, we need to know the needs of our team first. And so we were like, needs of our school first. So we're like, how do we do that? Because there was a lot of people at my school, maybe just in the high school when I was a leader at this specific, in this specific story, there's probably about 600, 700 students.
That's huge.
So I'm like, I'm not going to go around with a little clipboard and ask 600 to 700 people. So what do you think? It just would take me forever.
Yeah, it would.
So someone, tech genius, told me about a thing called a Survey Monkey.
Oh,
wow. And I was like, you're going to bring a monkey into the school? What the heck? Where are you getting
a monkey
please tell me you
people?
Didn't actually think that.
I've never heard about
this. No, I
didn't
actually think that. That's just a joke. SurveyMonkey is a software that we were able to log into, and it basically just structured a survey for us that we could send out to the school. We asked for permission from the teachers to send it to everyone's email inbox, and it had a few different categories of what do you really want to see in school. And then we analyzed in our team meetings what are the real needs in our school. And then we were able to base our events off what people really needed. And so we had incentive of like, we were running an event, but we didn't have to try and say, oh, maybe they'll like pizza. We were like, no, they've asked for this. They've asked for a student versus leaders basketball game. They all love basketball. So if we run it, they're going to want to come. And so if you actually ask them what they want, then your incentive is going to be a lot stronger.
Yeah, I really like that. Mm. And then you're almost like tailoring it to the students, mm. which makes it more, I guess, I don't know, attractive to people that yeah. they want to go.
It's like personal, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And it looks like you're, which you are, you're thinking about the people and you're yes. doing it for the people.
Yep.
And as a student, that makes you feel like, oh, they really see me. And yes. I'm going to go to this event because I feel like it's very, like my needs have been listened to.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I think a really cool thing to think about is how can I be in the minds of the different students at my school?
Yeah, it's really
meeting
important.
Them where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so thinking about, well, what platforms do they check? Do they check the notice board? Does yeah. the notice board matter at our yeah. school? Some schools where notice boards, everybody checks. They're read out at the start of the day. And so people are going to hear it. I know towards the later years of my schooling, nobody cared about the notice board.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, we've got to use something else. So meet them where they are. Think about asking the students, okay, what are you guys reading? Where can we actually communicate that so you're yep. being effective yep. in communicating?
And I think it's like you're not going to get it perfect first go, obviously, but I think it's really important to take notes and say if you're advertising heaps on the notice board, for example, take notes and be like, okay, well, not many people showed up to this.
Yep.
And I would say just really keep track of where you're, I guess, posting stuff or announcing stuff, because I think that gives you really good data or feedback as to where people are actually really listening and really attending.
That's really good. Yeah. That's awesome. So that was our three-part series.
Loved it.
On
bang,
how
bang,
to
bang.
Communicate with your school. I hope you got some real practical things. And you feel confident in going to this leadership year, focusing on communicating well with your school, because
it's such an important thing in leadership.
So,
it
really
so
is.
Important.
It's
key. Yep.
That's so good. Yep. Thanks for doing this series with me. This has been awesome.
Thanks, Jared.
We'll see you guys on the
Thanks
next episode.
Listening.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Student Leadership News Podcast. Interact with us on social media and follow the news online at studentleadership.news.